Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
That was not what
sound
I heard.
Like a pig.
No, that's, but you were doing that because you're so happy. You're going to be happy tonight when Mac Jones leads the upset over the Los Angeles Rams. He's going to lead a game-winning drive, and Eddie Pinheiro is going to hit a field goal, and he's going to be talking all that smack at SoFi Stadium. I was going to say in a hostile crowd, but it's not going to be. It's going to be a friendly crowd because it's going to be all Niner fans down in Los Angeles, because that's what happens whenever you play the Rams. The opposing fan bases take over. And that's what they're going to do tonight. And they're going to be rallying around Mac Jones. We're going to be rallying around Christian McCaffrey. We're going to be rallying around Bryce Huff. All right. And we're going to get the job done if I'm a Niner fan today. That's how I'm feeling. That's how I'm feeling. Now, will it be difficult? Yes. Are the Rams healthy? Yes.
They're the healthiest team in the league.
Do they have Matt
Stafford?
How is
that even possible?
Well, it's conversely, like we were talking about Matt Stafford not being healthy in the offseason. Now he's just looking incredible. And looking very, some of the throws, because, you know, they slice and dice, and you start seeing some plays that they slow down throughout the week. He was the original no-look pass guy, not Mahomes. Stafford's been doing this for a minute, and that arm talent is never going away. It's never going away.
So everybody,
it's insane.
Everybody remembers last year's matchup in SoFi, week three, where Ronnie Bell missed the ball, dropped the ball, and then the kicker missed the kick, and special teams gave up a fake punt, and yeah, and that was a bad one. And they missed Brandon Ayuk. There was no George Kittle in that game, no Deebo in that game. Juwan Jennings went off in that game.
He was incredible. It was one of the great, probably the greatest game he's ever going to have as a 49er. As
yeah, three
athlete.
Touchdowns. Yeah, I mean, he was brilliant.
Incredible.
Do you remember the game later in the season?
It was ugly. It was raining.
Yes.
And Dre Greenlaw was playing well in the first half. I remember that.
Do you guys remember what happened in the fourth quarter?
What happened?
Rams kicked a field goal to take a lead. They're up 9-6.
It was an ugly
game. 9:31 to go. Niners are marching. Brock Purdy throws an ill-advised pass to Juwan Jennings, intercepted by Darius Williams in the end zone. Then the Rams march down. They kick another field goal. They go up 6 points. And then the Niners have the ball back. There's only 18 seconds. Sack, incompletion. It was just so bad. The fourth quarter was awful. Awful. They should have won that game. Deebo should have scored a touchdown, a walk-in touchdown that he dropped, and the fans booed him. That game was so ugly. It was on short rest as well, Thursday night game. So I don't know what this one's going to look like. It's just...
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And
yeah.
You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos,
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Reliving that game, man, Brock had a really, he had a poor game in that one. I mean, everyone did. I'm not trying to just point the finger at him. That was Thursday, December 12th, 2024, a year ago.
Oh, my goodness. A lot could change in a year. The Rams are still really good. That was a game, and that was a team that you look back on all those divisional games, like the early one against the Cardinals. You let that one get away. You fumble. Jordan Mason, right? You had the Seahawks early on. Night, Geno Smith. You guys couldn't tackle Geno? Geno? Who looks LJ's awful right now? LJ's first game, you were there? Yeah. I mean, that was really the beginning of the end. Like, there's some certain signs and seasons. Like, when Geno Smith goes night-night on you, and I think that was, what, like week 7, 8? It was like halfway
through. We should have known when Kyler went like this to Devondre Campbell. Oh,
when he, like, deuces? Yeah, bye-bye, dude. Yeah, that was tough. But that one against the Rams, it just felt like, and it was December, just a season in totality in one game kind of a thing where it's just nothing's going right. You just let them off the hook. Mm-hmm. You can't have that tonight. Keep it close. Like, I think everyone's assuming it's going to be a blowout. Nationally, everyone's assuming
why?
That.
Why?
Why? Because it's an 8.5-point spread, I think, right now. Like, everyone's saying, why does people think it's going to be a blowout? Because you just listed all the reasons. No Bosa, no Kittle, no Ayuk, no Purdy, no Pearsall, no Jennings. And everyone's notion of Mac Jones is that he's a bust. That's why.
Yeah, I don't think that's accurate. Mac's been good this year.
But...
I'm not saying that he's going to like this is easily elevate the whole roster.
No. I think you and I have been both impressed by Mac Jones.
But I think Mac's been good this year.
But you could agree with me, this is going to be easily the toughest test that this 49ers team has faced, and Mac Jones is now going to be facing.
Given who's not out there, this is one of the more difficult games that they've had in a long time.
Even
this early in the season.
Even if they were healthy, I still think this is going to be the toughest test they've faced all season. This is the Rams are legitimately.
If they were healthy, yes.
The Rams are on a short list right now. It's early in the season.
No, but
they're one of the Super Bowl like teams.
Well, this is one of the teams you circle.
Yes.
Right, and so I don't know what you're going to get from CMC. You know, we've used him so much. He leads the NFL in scrimmage yards and touches.
He's on pace for 130 catches. It would be Jerry.
I did it again, just for Carter.
Do it again,
just for Carter.
I thought that was Carter right there.
That would be the greatest, if we're just going by receptions, not receiving yards, be the greatest season a receiver has had in the history of the 49ers.
Is it 144 is the single season record? Marvin Harrison or Michael Thomas?
Wasn't it? I think it was Michael Thomas that did it.
Hold 144, on. We'll 143.
We'll get on that in the back. I teased this sound from Ross Tucker. We're going to get to it. By the way, this segment is brought to you by Golden State Stirring the Bear for three generations. When you succeed, we succeed. Visit goldenstatelumber.com. Ross Tucker, our Odyssey NFL insider, joins Steiny and Goo. I think it's every other week. But he does a lot of work nationally as the Ross Tucker podcast. He fills in a lot on the Dan Patrick Show. He's a former NFL offensive lineman, played with Tom Brady. Guy knows his stuff. You've been on his pod multiple times, Joe, in the past.
Yeah.
We love Ross. This is what he had to say yesterday on our airways with Steiny and Goo.
This is before the news came out.
This is before the news came out that they all three of those guys are going to miss the game. Pearsall, Purdy, and Jennings. By the way, Ross is on the call tonight at SoFi Stadium for Westwood One. So he is privy to some of the conversations. I'm sure he had conversations with Kyle Shanahan and co. Ross Tucker on Brock Purdy re-aggravating his injury.
You know, Mac Jones was playing well. They were winning those games. Purdy's your big money guy. You know, there are medical competitive advantages and disadvantages in the NFL. And, you know, if they put Purdy back and he aggravated it, now he has to miss a gigantic game against the Rams. That is not good. You know, you need to trust your medical people when they say he can go out there and be fine and not make it worse, not re-aggravate it. He's good to go. Clearly, that wasn't the case. So, you know, I don't know if you blame the player, the organization, the trainers, the doctor, all the above, but clearly, you know, he wasn't 100% and didn't play like a guy that was 100%. And now I don't think he'll play tomorrow night. You put all that stuff together, I think that's a bad look for the 49ers.
You know, it's funny. I was listening to Crosstalk yesterday with Willard, Dibbs, Steiny, and Goo. And Steiny, I just think, made a really good point. Like, forget trying to assess blame, I think is what he was getting at. Maybe I'm misinterpreting Steiny's intentions, but like, if I just say, don't try to point the finger at anyone, just look at the results. I think we can all agree. Like, the results are telling you everybody made the wrong decision. I'm not saying that we have to assign blame on Kyle, on the staff,
on Brock,
you know, on whatever. But the results are telling you they made the wrong mistake. And it's a results-based business, right? Now, you could say the process was correct. The results were unfavorable. Things were out of our hand, you know, whatever. But I'm kind of with Steiny in, like, dude, the results are in. You made the wrong mistake. Like, everyone did. Everyone made the wrong decision, and it sucks. It just sucks.
Again, I do enjoy when there's an outside perspective that's not in our own Bay Area bubble. Mm-hmm. And Ross talks about all the teams on his podcast. He actually has a weekly with Greg Cosell, just like we do. And Greg Cosell joined Willard and Dibbs yesterday, as he does each and every week. Our NFL insider breaks down the film. We'll get into what Greg Cosell is seeing ahead of this Rams game tonight. But I appreciated him just saying what we've been saying. At the very least in all this, it's a bad look. It's a bad look. How could it not be? And if you disagree, Niner fans, where are you at this morning? 888-957-9570.
Well, I'm just bummed.
I think a lot of the 49er fans are feeling that way, Joe.
Just bummed.
But I do want to get their thoughts on this whole scenario happening right now, because it is like the Twilight Zone. It just keeps happening again and again and again, whether it's Jimmy Garoppolo, whether it's Trey Lance.
We have 19 now, guys on the injury report.
It's incredible.
They have four.
19. 19.
Joe, I don't know what this, like.
It's insane.
And look, you could say to me, like, it's football. Well, what's, how do the Rams only have four?
Well,
I mean, I know this could be random. Like, I acknowledge, like, sometimes random stuff happens, right? Sure, you walk out and bird poops and lands on your head. Like,
people
I get
say that's
it.
Good
but if
luck
the bird is always pooping on your head, what's above you? Like, you know what I mean? Like, where's bird. The bird living? Like, is he living right above the porch where you're stepping out and he's pooping on your head? Like, one time is random. Year after 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 year?
Here's what Ross Tucker also had
Am
to
I
say.
Am I wrong?
Well, Joe, this leads me to this. On if there's an injury issue with the 49ers, Ross Tucker says yes.
Yes. I do. I mean, there are certain teams that it just feels like they have more injuries than other teams, seemingly on an annual basis. There's no question that they've had injury issues. It's interesting because the Eagles had some success in 17, 18, 19. They were still winning divisions or going to the playoffs, but they had a bunch of injuries. I mean, they won the Super Bowl with like 15 guys on IR. They made some changes in the way they go about things, and they have been extremely healthy the last 3 years.
That's the first time I've heard
I didn't know that.
Compare and contrast training staffs amongst teams. And Ross is very tapped in with the Eagles. I said that. He does their like preseason television. He's a Pennsylvania guy. So he is tapped in over there. He also covers all the teams, as I've mentioned. But that's interesting. I didn't know that about the Eagles like shifting their training staff methods.
I don't know what to make of it either. Does that make sense? Like, okay, is that a one-off? Is that coincidence that they've been, you know, like, is that luck?
They also don't play preseason like starters, the Eagles. They don't. They're one of those teams that believes in like, no. We're not touching that. You guys are all going to start week one. And I was listening. It was a really good interview. If you guys missed any of the
I go back and
interview.
Forth on that preseason.
Well, he also says during the week, I think their practices aren't as hard with a lot of their players. They like to kind of keep them as fresh as possible throughout the week leading up to the game.
Okay.
I know Kyle Shanahan and Robert Saleh and these coaches hang their hat on what? Physicality and bringing it and having very hard training camps. We've talked about this in the past. Now I'm trying to stand on my soapbox here. It's week five, Joe. I don't have to go back to training camp all the time to talk about all the injuries happening now. Some of it could be bad luck. Some of it could be wear and tear. Like, some of it is just football, right? Like, but when Ross says that, it got my ears perked up a little bit. It just did.
I don't know. When was the last time that they hired a different training staff or medical staff?
Great question.
I don't know. I don't have the answer to that.
We'll ask Vic Tafer at 920.
What did I tell you a couple weeks ago what I would have done?
What would you have done?
I would have hired an outside firm to come in and evaluate everything we're doing, right? If this was any other industry and you were having all these OSHA claims and worker comp issues, you would hire someone from the outside, come in, audit what we're doing, and then compare and contrast what we're doing to what the industry standards are throughout whatever industry we're in. Who's doing it great? Who's doing it bad? Now compare what we're doing to those and tell us where we can upgrade.
March 2019, Carter got on my ear. That's when they said they got a new training staff head, Ben Peterson. So that's 2019. That's 6 years ago.
Okay, well, 2020 was just injuries galore.
Right.
2021, everyone got hurt, remember, yeah. as well. Yeah. You know, the quarterback was a big deal.
They did go to the Super Bowl that year, though. They brought him on. So there is something to be said about that.
Sure. And the quarterback did stay healthy post-ACL injury.
Yes.
2022, you lost a gazillion guys and three quarterbacks. 2024... Or 2023, you went to the Super Bowl. You had some injuries, but nothing injuries. Did lose Hufanga, and you ended up having Greenlaw.
2023, they were like the fourth healthiest team in the entire
league. Yeah, but by the end of the year, Kittle had they played more football than anyone. The torn pec, Debo had the shoulder. Hufanga missed half the year. Greenlaw missed the entire year the following year because of the injury that he sustained in the Super Bowl. So I go back and forth. I don't know. I know.
I just go back to bat being a bad look. Can we just all agree on that, Niner fans, at 888-957-9570?
I don't know if we can agree on that. Like, you and I can. I don't know if Niner fans agree on that. I think it's a bad look.
They don't think... I'd be genuinely curious right now. You don't think that putting Brock in that situation, it's okay to say beforehand you thought it was okay? You could have a different opinion after what just took place. Clearly, he shouldn't have played last week. It's obvious. It's obvious that he shouldn't have played.
If you had a pitcher in baseball who had a serious arm injury, okay, and you were worried about it, and then he went back out there and you noticed he wasn't right, what would you probably do?
You'd take him out.
Yeah, you'd probably take
him. Shut him down, yeah. Probably. Well, this is the difference, and I think this is the uniqueness of the injury. Had it been a different part of the body, I think we would be discussing it differently.
What do you mean?
If it was a shoulder injury, if it was a arm injury, if it was an elbow injury, if it was a hand injury.
But if I discuss Brock's best assets.
I agree. I agree with you.
Feet and mobility would be. That's why it's not the same. But it reminds me more of the Lamar injury with the hamstring where it's like, whoa, if Lamar can't move, he's not the same Lamar.
No, he's not. And the soft tissue aspect of a hamstring, again, I think a turf toe variant. How we talk about that injury and our lack of knowledge about it. And by the way, we're actually going to get some sound because we talked to Lorenzo Neal a couple weeks about this.
He was the one who opened my eyes.
No, he was great because he dealt with this injury.
And
he
also kind of called everything weeks ago.
He's literally, and that's why I want to go back to it because this, Joe, this was after the first week. This was after week one we talked to him about this. And the concern level we have, I feel validated even more so if we go back to get the sound.
And this is a guy who is as tough as nails.
Yes.
Nobody's really had a chance. Maybe outside the airways to meet Lo Neal. Lo Neal is A, one of the most genuine people of all time as a person.
Yes.
And then B, probably one of the toughest, baddest dudes I've ever met.
Oh, and don't take our word for it. Just ask, I don't know, maybe the greatest running back ever, LaDainian Tomlinson. Cape up for the guy who Lo Neal blocked for his Hall of Fame seasons, who should be a Hall of Famer.
Lo talked about this injury like it was, like, this is a season changer for this player.
Absolutely. And you want to protect this guy with as much rest as possible. Again, this is what Purdy said a couple days ago when asked whether or not he should have just taken this week off right here.
I was ready to go. You know, I felt pretty good. And, you know, for me to go out and execute an offense and go through reads and throw the ball, like throughout the week of practice, I felt great. And so I had a lot of confidence going into the game thinking that was going to be good. So that was our decision and we're rolling with it.
Do you think Jed York is sitting there going, yeah, you're right. Yeah, you were ready to go. No. He's probably thinking to himself, no, we made a mistake, guys. Yes. It's okay. I'm not even mad at anyone. Just like we made a miscalculation.
I like how Ross phrased it and Steiny too. Like, I'm not trying to blame one
we're
person.
We're not blaming anyone. It's just they shouldn't have played him.
It was a collective decision and it was the wrong one. And that we can acknowledge that.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Without running someone out of town.
Yes. It's okay to acknowledge that.
Except maybe the doctors and the trainers and the medical staff.
Exactly. Well, they got their work cut out for them. Please, can we just get away from this game tonight with no more injuries? Please, for the love of God, get through this game tonight against the Rams. Again,
I think they have a shot. I really do. Really? I'm not ready to fold it up. I think that they actually can find a way to win this one. I'm not sleeping on them putting out a team that's going
to
compete.
If they win tonight, I'm dead serious with this. I said this a couple days ago to Bonte, and he thought I was crazy on Crosstalk. But if they win tonight, it really would be one of the greatest regular season wins I've seen from Kyle Shanahan and Mac Jones, obviously.
Without the division on the line, I 100% agree.
Yeah, correct.
Or the playoffs on the line, I 100%
agree. Just the circumstances of everything. 100%.
This would be a hallmark win. The yes. way we look at that Belichick win against Buffalo where they didn't throw the ball with Mac Jones in that wind,
yep.
I think you would look at this one with Shanahan that way.
And you'd move.
That's a great point.
Maybe that's how they win tonight. They just don't throw the ball and just pound it with Christian McCaffrey.
Well, that's...
Which is
No, see, this is the thing with... Put them both out there, Kyle. I want B-Rom. Brian Robinson yeah. out there with CMC. Even if CMC's not touching the ball, have him run routes. And then put them both out there together, Kyle. Come on.
I have a hard time thinking they'll do that, like run the ball effectively.
Yeah, but get your best players on the field.
No, I'm with you on that.
Sorry, I'm just.
Ugh. I know, you're feeling it right now.
I want to win this one.
I know you do.
Because it buys more time for Brock.
It does.
To get healthy. Every win that you can accumulate while he's out gives him more time to get better.
We got a couple calls I want to join in this conversation. 888-957-9570. I'm fired up. I am genuinely curious tonight how they are going to attack this Rams team, because what teams have done against the 49ers is just stack the box. You're not going to run on us, and they're going to force him to throw the ball. And you know what, Mac Jones? He's got an arm, man.
He better get rid of it quick, because his defensive line is good.
I want to see some more go routes tonight. DeMarcus Robinson, you know, Kendrick Bourne. Take some shots down the field. Why not?
They need some explosives.
They need some.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.